Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff. Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It's one thing to have a defense strategy. It's another thing to watch that strategy crash and burn in real time. Brian Koberger's legal team has spent months throwing everything that they possibly could at the wall, trying to get evidence thrown out, trying to dismiss the indictment, trying to poke holes in the prosecution's case. And now, every single motion, every one of them, has been denied. So what does a defense team do when the evidence isn't going anywhere? When the judge has shut down every single attempt to suppress it, they pivot. They try to reshape the narrative, shift focus to jury selection, media influence, and behavioral arguments to create doubt where hard evidence already exists. That brings us to our guest, FBI Special Agent, retired FBI Special Agent Robin Drake. Robin, given your expertise in behavioral analysis and counterintelligence, I have to ask, at this point, does this case look like a defense team trying to construct a real alternative explanation, or does it feel like they're just using basically psychological manipulation to cloud the potential jury's perception out there?
I'm sorry for my big smile, Tony. I'm not more excited than I haven't been in a long time. It's so wrong to celebrate such a tragic case, but I am so relieved that he didn't throw out anything.
Yeah.
So the only thing she's left with, because we've talked about this on this show so much. I was worried last week. Mm-hmm. I was really, really worried that, you know, she had some decent arguments in there about admissibility of the DNA evidence and the other the potential people, DNA popping up with blood. There's some issues in there that I was concerned about, but this week, I just feel like this big weight has been lifted off prosecution's back, off of our back, and most importantly, off the victim's backs. Because as you're eloquently just saying, all she's got left, I think, is beyond reasonable doubt.
And I think that's all. Yeah, I don't know where else they're going to go with this, because they can't. Their primary argument outside of, in court, but outside of the actual trial has been, The DNA was gathered unethically or illegally, and that's not the case at all, which basically would have thrown everything out. Because if you didn't get that thrown out, then all the steps it took after that would have gone away as well. So they really have nothing. And they can't make that argument when the trial starts. They can't go, well, we don't think that this was done correctly. They can't. That's already been decided by the court. It was done correctly. Now you have to judge it on its merits, and you have to argue the merits of the case, and you have to argue something like DNA, something that doesn't really lie all that much. That's pretty sound. Touch DNA, very sound. I don't know how you argue this other than you're going to have to try and come up with some reason why Brian Koberger's DNA was on a knife sheath at a murder scene.
Yeah, I think all she's going to have left is the argument of potentially other people, the lack of accuracy of cell phone data tracking. I mean, she's just going to do the best she can, poking holes in some of the gaps that still are there to, again, create some beyond reasonable doubt. That's it. That's literally all they got left, because this is such a forensically solid case because of that DNA touch DNA. And it all kind of flows downhill from mm-hmm. there. And he did a few things wrong as well when it came to his cell phone data and establishing patterns that I think we'll get into that is not going to help him in any way whatsoever either.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, because the cell phone triangulation data is another big part of this case. They claim that he had gone around the house about 12 times in the month leading up to the actual murders. And people are looking at it as surveilling, as stalking. And cell phone tower data, the way it pings, it's not that large of a footprint that each tower really has. And I don't think a lot of people realize this. This doesn't go on like 20, 30 miles. They're a couple miles each. I mean, give or take a bit as far as what each tower can cover. That's how it pings. That's why they're everywhere. And that's why you can really get a good idea of where someone is coming and going from. Plus, there's going to be GPS data likely on his phone as well that we don't know anything about yet. That we'll see how that comes out. But why don't you speak to that? Some of the other flaws and some of the mistakes that he made with his cell phone that are not going to play well for him once he's facing a jury.
So what he did here with his cell phone is kind of what he did wrong also in trying to bag his trash when he got home. He didn't establish a pattern of behavior over a period of time, because you and I talk all the time about life and behavior arcs. So what he did wrongly, which is helping prosecution on his cell phone, if he had been smarter, if he had had reps and he had had some education plus experience, which makes that wisdom, and horribly so in this case it would have been, he would have never had his cell phone on as he was stalking. He would never have had it with him, and he would have had a pattern of behavior for at least 6 to 12 months ahead of time of that being out of the picture. So that, in other words, the night in question, it was just another night. So that way, as he was giving his alibi of, my alibi was I was looking at stars, it fit a pattern of behavior. I'm always out looking at stars. I'm always doing these things. Look at my pattern of behavior for the last year or two of me. But what he did was, he was ping, 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 night of murder, cell phone off.
Yeah.
That shows a pattern of behavior that he was in other words, there's no coincidences in law enforcement or in leads or in evidence. It just is what it is. It screams at you. And then when you put that with the same kind of one-off ping, again, as a behaviorist, you're looking at, all right, so night of murder, cell phone's off. We go to arrest them, and all of a sudden trash is being bagged and put in the neighbor's trash the night that we're arresting him. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was he was thinking here, and if he had been – luckily, he didn't have the wisdom. He would have been thinking larger and out here for patterns of behavior.
And that is something that I find interesting, that he didn't think that way, but I'm not that surprised. I think that sort of thinking comes more, I mean, with life, honestly, and more reps of, oh, you do have to think out here, because when you're that young, you sometimes do just kind of think right here, because that's what life has been for you. And I think that is a fatal flaw, is this youth in some of this. And the fact that data is out there, that shows us, okay, this is where he was. We got that. We got the DNA. We got the Elantra, which was seen on camera around the vicinity. They're the same kind of mark on the front of the vehicle, the exact same one that they ended up pulling over as he was going out to Pullman, Washington. There's a lot here that's going to be presented at the trial. What other weaknesses does the prosecution have in this in terms of the defense being able to poke some holes and show reasonable doubt?
Again, what they don't have is they don't have a murder weapon. They don't have blood on him or his vehicle. I mean, so there's a lot of forensic things. As much as it's great we have that one touch DNA, there's a lot that we don't have on prosecution. And so that's the holes they're going to be poking at it, which are going to be poking a reasonable doubt. So I think part of the challenge of prosecution on this is going to be the level that they're going to have to get to for a jury emotionally for death penalty. So that I think is the challenge and the hurdle. But again, it's pretty solid. So it's going to come down to jury instructions. It's going to come down to how the judge is managing, you know, the courtroom and managing the jurist and managing prosecution and defense. But I'm feeling pretty confident for prosecution. Whereas last week I was, we'll see.
Yeah, you just didn't know. I mean, it's not that the science was bad or anything. It was just how are they going to interpret. The gathering of the data of
It was legalese. Doesn't change what was gathered and how good it is and how damning it is. It was how legally it was going to be able to be submitted or not. And luckily the judge ruled that, it's all good.
And that's going to be a problem for them because they don't get to argue that this time. They're going to have to be arguing how did it get there? Or they may throw the Hail Mary and try to get somebody in there that's going to try and cloud the jury's mind on the legitimacy of the data itself. I just don't know how far that can go until we go into territory of just, junk science.
Well, it's going to come down to credibility of who she puts on that stand as expert witnesses, I think it's going to come down to expert witnesses for her. And I wouldn't put it by her. I mean, she is really, really good at her job, and we've seen that and said it throughout this entire case so far. She's good at what she does, and she's going to throw everything she has at this. And so here's what I think is really good for everyone involved. And that is, at the end of the day, whatever the outcome, if he's found guilty, you know he's guilty. Because she's going to do everything possible to make it that he's not. So whatever comes to be, I think people hopefully will be satisfied.
This is way too early to predict, and it will probably very much depend on how the trial plays out. But I am starting to wonder, will he end up having to take the stand because they're in such a corner here? I mean, unless something else dramatically happens, which not saying it couldn't, but I am wondering if this is a guy that they're going to risk putting on the stand, just considering his demeanor of what we know and have seen thus far of just not playing well to an audience when he opens his mouth.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be a big, interesting piece as well. I'm guessing, on any other case, I'd say definitely not, because again, he doesn't, from what we know about him, from what we see in him in the courtroom, and from what we've read in Bloom's amazing book on the family and him in general, doesn't have and also classmates in college with him. You know, he doesn't have a real high likability factor. And that's what, defense attorneys love or hate is when your client has high likability and it's going to sway a jury emotionally. I don't think he has the ability to sway anyone his side emotionally. So I'm guessing probably not.
I'm wondering, you get him on the stand, why did you turn your phone off? Why would it be off in this, from that period to this period? What's your answer other than battery went dead or something? But that can be checked as well. And I believe it was not a battery that went dead because that can be confirmed. So it was turned off. It was turned off.
So the problem here, Tony, too, it's not the facts that he'd be answering to. It's actually his emotional connection to the information he's providing. We saw this with the Alec Murdaugh case. The fake tears, the blubbering on cue. It looked like he was reading from a script. And as much as I think Alex Murdaugh is a horrendous psychopath as well for what he did to his wife and son, I think from what we understand, again, not a clinical you know, psychologist or licensed in any way, but from what we are seeing, observing, the potentiality of Koberger being less emotionally connected to human beings is much higher than even Alec Murdoch.
I agree.
I think Koberger's ability to elicit emotion from people is going to be low.
I think he could probably play fairly well with Ann Taylor and softballs, but I think on cross, you trigger that guy and it's game over. It's just like, Oh, now we see who you really are. And I think, he seems like a very triggerable person.
You make a really good point there too, is that he definitely comes across as a guy, if you get him feeling insecure and defensive, that mouth is going to start running potentially.
Yeah.
Because it looks like from reports, you know, that's what's gotten him in trouble with his university in the past as well. So, Ann Taylor, I think, does her best when she puts her hand on his shoulder or his arms to try to, you know, make it feel like people that are watching that, you know, she's emotionally connected to him.
Yeah. I wonder how much Purell and how many showers she takes right after those hearings when she has to be close to him.
My humble opinion, I'm excited about this case because I think the families will hopefully be able to move on after it.
I hope so. And this judge is not taking any crap and not seem to go down a lot of weird roads with this. It's like, nope, here's the facts. Let's get on with this and let's get some justice for these families.
Isn't that refreshing?
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.